So we started in Chicago 15 years ago, and if you look at Chicago in 2001, it was a good restaurant town. Still a little meat and potatoes, but it has just exploded in creativity and popularity.
Come on, listen to the wheels away. Hop along to the stars in the day.
Hi, this is David Manilow, the creator of Check Please and the host of the brand new Chat Please. You're listening to Dane on WGN.
I remember the Milky Way wide. I belong to the stars in the sky.
720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And on the line is someone who's provided the platform for so many people to share their favorite restaurant finds, meals, and memories, and given Chicagoland some of the best television entertainment in the food space with a hit show, Check Please. It's all about telling stories, and Check Please has let restaurant lovers do that for 15 years. Can you believe it's been 15 years? That's amazing. Now he has some of the best personalities in food that have made so many of those meals and memories tell their side of the story with his new series, Chat Please. It's the one and only David Manilow. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
First off, mind explodes a little bit because, you know, you've had great seats for so much of the success that's happened with Check Please, not only here in Chicago, but of course, Bay Area, South Florida. And you just mentioned off air, you're heading to Phoenix for some things. So at what point, as you're watching some of this, did you sit there and say, hey, there's a bigger story, or there, at least there's more story to be told?
You know, so we started in Chicago 15 years ago. And if you look at Chicago in 2001, it was a good restaurant town, and, you know, kind of still a little meat and potatoes, but there was no Alinea. There was no Publican. There weren't kind of like the avant-garde, even the Moto that I know is closing soon. But it has just exploded in creativity and popularity. And I think there's a lot of other cities around the country that are kind of going in that same direction. San Francisco, of course, has always been an incredible food town. But Miami's an interesting food town. And we have, you know, we've been in Seattle. I just opened up our first European one in Vienna.
Are you serious?
Austria, I am. So I was out in Austria in November, and we did a pilot together, and I think they're airing the pilot in the next couple weeks. And I would love nothing more for that to turn into something where we could do some other European cities. But, you know, we'll see. It's a little different. You know, you have to kind of like adapt a little bit to the environment or the particulars of each individual market. So I clearly don't know Vienna that well, so I have to kind of defer to them. But it's been a really wonderful ride, and watching lots of things happen, lots of creativity within the chefs, and a huge amount more food knowledge from viewers and guests. Just a huge food knowledge that did not exist 15 years ago.
Now, David, do you ever go back and play some of those year one, two, three things where people are, yeah, they're not reviewing Applebee's, obviously they're good places, right? But like you said, that just the conversation is elevated to a point where they're just discussing and understanding and communicating at a higher level when it comes to food.
There's no question about it. You know, each year we do, at the end of the season, we do a compilation show. So one year it might be our favorite cheap eats or restaurants with live music. And so we have an opportunity to show clips from restaurants we did years ago. This year, because it's our 15th anniversary, we're actually doing a Chef's Choice compilation show. Now, it's not chefs sitting around a table talking about their favorite restaurants and agreeing or disagreeing. It's nine kind of noted Chicago chefs who are each picking their favorite little restaurants. So we have Grant Achatz and Curtis Duffy and Michael Cornick, Tony Mantuano, Paul Kahn, people like that, that are each introducing their favorite restaurant that has appeared on Check Please in the past, and that's not necessarily the ones that get all the press.
Okay, so that's great. So, and that's part of it, too, is I think in a context there, it's one thing to go to one of the restaurants, and then you get to, I guess, feel kind of their vision through the expression of the food. But what is so cool about opportunities like that is you do get to hear the person, right? And sometimes the person isn't necessarily the person that you think of when you think of the restaurant. Was that something that was cool when you started doing some of the episodes of Chat Please, where you're like, people are really going to love to actually meet the people behind the restaurant?
Yeah, you know, I know some of these people either well or peripherally, and they all have great stories. And what we've done with Chat Please is we actually try to give each person a little bit of a subject matter. So, like I did Katrina Markoff, I did an interview with her. She's the founder of Vosges Chocolat, and she's awesome. But we talked to her about chocolate. We talked to Tony Mantuano about Italian cooking, a little bit about his life, but mostly about what does it mean to be, you know, cooking Italian. I asked him, can a non-Italian be a great Italian chef? And he hemmed and hawed, and after a while he said, nope, you got to be Italian. You know, and so I interviewed Ken Fredrickson, who I've known for a long time. Ken is a master sommelier. He owns Tenzing Wines, and he was talking about, you know, what sommeliers drink. And, you know, Nick Kokonis, who started Alinea with Grant Achatz, and he has a new online ticketing service called Talk, which is really fascinating. So we mostly talk Talk, you know, and we've done ramen and barbecue and bourbon. I talked to Rich Melman, who's fascinating. Rich Melman, I really talked about his life, and Doug Stone from Hot Dogs, and of course talk to Alpina and her friend Belinda Chang, who are both sommeliers, and just talk about, you know, BYOBs and things like that. So the great thing about these interviews for me, I get to do a little research on everybody before I talk to them. So I'm learning stuff, not only about them, but I'm learning about bourbon or restaurant design or, you know, about sausage or about ticketing systems and Loire Valley wines and ramen and why you slurp and all this stuff. And I always found, even for Czech Police, I kind of found it was like, I don't know nearly as much as these guys know. But I kind of find if I find it interesting, maybe other people will find it interesting. So it's worked out for me for a while.
Was that part of it? It's just that whole curiosity thing. And have you ever done it selfishly? Like you said, you come in and you got to throw a topic at them that you've said you've had a topic that maybe you wanted to figure out, like, you know, how to replace the alternator on your car. And then you throw that at them. And
you know, I would like to know how to replace the alternator on my car. And you're sure I can. I'm fascinated by information, and I love food, and I love the food world. But I think the way that I've gone about this is, like, when I talk to this guy, Ki Chan, who owns Strings Ramen, he's giving me, like, the history of ramen and why it's important, where, you know, people might only know ramen as, like, the, you know, put it in your microwave and, you know, get the cheapest meal possible. He's kind of giving me the Chinese, Japanese, you know, view of that world and what it takes to make a good ramen, when you should eat it, how you should eat it, what the process is. And so I'm like, wow, I always kind of knew ramen as, like, well, ramen's hot, you know, oh, another ramen restaurant. Now I kind of know a little bit more about that whole world, and I am somewhat curious just by nature. I want to peel the layers back a couple, you know, and just see what's there.
As a person who has covered, and I've covered, like, every single food event all around the country, broadcast from, you know, everything from Aspen to New York to, you know, any place that you go. And what I always think is cool and what I love about Chat Please is that the stories are surprisingly interesting. It's not something, you know, I'm a race car driver or a movie star where you think they've got this natural kind of interest base, but they always have so many great stories to tell, whether you're talking to a Jacques Pepin or some star of the barbecue world. Have you had people that you thought you knew where you asked them a question? And I know this is what you kind of want to get out of it, is some new stuff where you're like, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so, you know, Chat Please, first of all, which can be found on wttw.com/chatplease, or you can just go to the Check Please website and there's Check Please links to it. I talked to Alpana Singh. I've known Alpana for, gosh, almost 15 years. And she hosted my show for a long time, and I'm good friends with her, and I know a lot about her. And I was asking her if she needed to have any kind of science background. I said, "Do you really good in science? Is that why you're good at wine?" And she's like, "I'm okay at science, but I, like, look at the history of wine. I won first place in the state of California as a student in history." I'm like, "You what?" She's like, "Oh, no, I was, like, the top student in history in the state of California." I'm like, "How do I not know that? I've hung out with you for 15 years, and I know nothing about that." So you get stuff like that, and, you know, you learn about people's past. You know, we have Billy Lawless up this week, and Billy owns the Dawson and the Gage and Acanto, and he came here, you know, to open Irish bars. He used to work, like, in Dubai. You know, he used to work all over the world. And I'm like, and, you know, I just look at Billy as, like, yeah, just a guy who came over from Ireland, you know, decided to do some. He's, like, fascinating background. And some of these folks, they kind of got to Chicago by happenstance, right? Some of them were born and raised here. And I'm always interested in that, too. How did you get here? You know, why Chicago? So it's, you know, I always learn something.
And you think about it, the stories are universally interesting. And as kind of the footprint of Czech Police expands, as more and more places just seem to be a fertile environment for that kind of entertainment, are you thinking about, you know, kind of moving Czech Police and trying to highlight and focus on some of those stories of those people that may not be in Chicago?
Oh, sure. I would absolutely love to do that. I'm trying to get a little, you know, I'm on camera for this, so even though I've done like 500 chef interviews for Czech Police, it's always off camera. This is a little bit of a different, you know, a different skill. So I'm learning as I go, and I'm trying to put some shape to it. Hopefully we'll do some podcasts on it as well. We're also doing little like 45-second versions of them. The ones online are about 4 minutes, and we're doing little 45-second versions of them on Saturday afternoon on the PBS kind of food blocks or around Czech Police and some of the other food program they have. So as it evolves and I get things settled here, yeah, I would love to take it to other cities and just kind of travel around a little bit and learn about the notable food and drink people in other cities. And maybe we'll do that down the line.
It is the kind of thing that I think is something that has been well received wherever you do it. Certainly here in Chicago, the hometown, the home base, it is one of those kind of cornerstone programs that when I travel, people talk about and people appreciate all over the place. So for those people who want to get more information and find out, you know, where they can watch Czech Police, we know it's on Channel 11 TTW, but some of those, you know, new online incarnations, where can they find you and all the stuff you're doing?
So they can find Czech Police in Chicago on either CzechPolice.tv or WTTW.com/CzechPolice. But if you just go to WTTW.com, you'll find Czech Police. And if you want to find them in the other markets, the easiest way to do it is just Google Czech Police and just say, like, Czech Police Bay Area or Czech Police Miami or Czech Police Phoenix or, you know, Vienna, not up here, and but I think Google is a pretty good resource for us. You'll find us.
You know, David, I imagine you inside of a United Nations setting with headphones on, you know, where there's an interpreter, you ask a question, there's a 6-second delay, and then someone says something, then you nod, you know, that you understand. Is that how
it was all done in German. I had no idea what they were saying. And I had a nice little, you know, translators there that were helping me out. And I'm like, kind of like, how's it going? And they would laugh at certain times. I'm like, yeah, it looks like it's good. You know, TV is a weird thing. TV, if you know, a lot of TV is very visual. If it looks good and it's like people are having a good time and, you know, you're learning something. And you know, of course, we go out to the restaurants afterwards and we shoot the restaurants and integrate those shots into the show. You know, it all works. It's kind of, you know, food is kind of a universal language, and people's opinions on food, I think, it changes from place to place. But, you know, the Austrians are a little more precise than we are here. You know, their expectations are a little bit different than, I will tell you one thing that I learned in Vienna. Oh yeah, their expectations of service and food are completely different than our expectations in Chicago. They have no problem saying, this is not done correctly, give me another. And the wait staff will, like, apologize.
Well, and the customs, too, I'm sure, as you go to different places, you've kind of got this sort of CIA dossier of here's what's acceptable, here's what's not. I mean, it's a whole new world. But people love what you're doing, certainly here in Chicago, all over the rest of the country, and, of course, in Vienna and parts unknown as well. So one more time on the website before we let you go.
So the website for Czech Police, the show, Czech Police, is you can just go to CzechPolice.tv. Or you could go to WTTW.com/CzechPolice. If you want to see Czech Police, our little mini interviews, you can go to WTTW.com/CzechPolice.
David Manilow, thanks so much for being in WGN.
I really appreciate it. Always nice talking to you.